From NPR News, this is Day to Day. New statistics show that more people are out of work. Last month, the nation's unemployment rate rose to a two-year high to 5%. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now. And Sam, what's behind this increase?
Well, Madeline, it's not very encouraging. The national unemployment, as you were saying, the national unemployment rate, as you were saying, hit 5% in December, according to the Labor Department. That's the highest level since Hurricanes Katrina and Rita slammed the Gulf Coast. And on top of that, employers added the fewest new jobs to their payrolls in more than 4 years. The weak numbers caught most economists and analysts off guard, which helps explain why the markets are taking such a hit today. The big story here is that a healthy job market is critical to keeping the economy out of a recession, especially in the wake of the sinking housing market. So today's news that the employment picture is deteriorating isn't very good news for the economy.
And what would it take at this point for the economy to slip into a full-blown recession?
Well, unfortunately, Madeline, not very much. Manufacturers, retailers, and construction and financial services companies all cut jobs in December, and they're all on dangerous footing as they continue to digest these hits from the subprime mortgage fallout. I talked to Action Economics chief economist Michael England, and he says while consumers have largely ignored most of the bad news over the last 6 months, it hasn't been lost on American businesses, and that may not bode well for the future.
It'll probably take a lot to talk down the consumer. But if businesses keep cutting back on their spending because they want to trim their inventory levels and be prepared for the worst, the business sector is big enough that it alone can pull the economy into a downturn.
And so if consumers finally follow suit and clamp down on their spending, England says we may be in for an all-out recession.
Sam, what can the government do to avoid that?
Well, so far, the Federal Reserve has responded by cutting key interest rates as a way to boost economic activity. Usually, these lower rates spur businesses to spend more. And last year, the Fed cut rates three times, and it's expected to lower rates again when it meets later this month. But fears of inflation are making the Fed's job a lot more complicated these days. The risk is that if it overreacts in lowering interest rates, we could see runaway price hikes on goods and services. Then you throw in oil prices and the Fed's job becomes even trickier. The bottom line is that it's hard to see a recession until you're smack in the middle of it. And by historical standards, at least, we're not quite there yet. You have to remember that in the recession of the early 80s, unemployment soared into the double digits. But if the economy stalls in the months ahead, those kinds of numbers wouldn't be out of the question.
Thank you, Sam. That is Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.